Eagle in the Morning with Petch and Amy.
We hear so much about Tinder, and you have never been on it because you've been happily married for 12 years.
Yep.
I've never been on it because I'm just not charming. A few years ago when I needed it, it wouldn't have run well for me. They'd been like, oh.
Yeah, not so much.
You're you.
Yeah.
But now they're saying, everybody I know is on Tinder. Mm-hmm. We had one of the girls who works here. She met her boyfriend on Tinder. I always think Tinder's just for booty calls, but people say that, no, it comes to real relationships.
Oh, please.
Now, psychologists are saying that, and experts, I don't know in what field, but they're saying that Tinder's changing the way that we think, and it's for the worse because we're oversimplifying everything, that things aren't just a swipe left or a swipe right. And I read an article about mismatched couples, right, about when either the guy's too hot for the girl or it's viewed that the girl's too hot for the guy.
And you see it.
How society views them.
Uh-huh.
And it was saying that it's not just as simple as being attracted, that when you're friends with somebody, you become more attracted to that person because personality does matter, and you don't get that in Tinder.
No, I think there's a lot to be said for you've got to be like cool and nice on the inside as well. Because trust me, you can, you know, like being kind of like nightclub bar industry for a long time, you see some smoking people, and you do.
Yeah.
But I would say a very high percentage of those people are not nice people.
It's sad that now romance will be, hey, I deleted my Tinder account. Mm-hmm. It's just you and I, babe. Isn't that kind of sad?
Yeah.
Like what?
My friend's got Tinder, and he's in town right now. And of course, he's been having a little swipe here and there.
He has been.
He has, yeah. And got a little lucky. But it was really funny because we was out on Friday, and I just glanced. I said, what are you doing? And he's like, oh, just having a look at Tinder. I'm like, okay. So all of a sudden, this message pops up. So and so likes you, or whatever it says. Mm-hmm. So like, gone on there, and I can't think what we typed there. But she was like, "Hey," like this. And he's like, "Hey," and, you know, blah blah blah. And he said, "Well, I can't remember what the comment he worded now, but it was kind of like, yeah, come on, let's get it on."
Yeah.
And she come back and she turned and said, "Yeah, for $750."
Oh, she was street treats.
Yeah.
She was a pro.
And trust me, there is no street.
You can make that much money doing that?
There is no.
Why aren't we all doing that? Good Lord.
No, there were no street treats.
For how long?
Doesn't matter
how
long.
The entire night?
Listen.
$750 is good. Even if she put in.
Look at you.
Even if she put in a good day's work, $750 a day. Let's just say 8 hours, right? She spends. Oh, my calculator's not. Here we go.
Yeah.
It's, all right, hold on. 8 hours a day.
Uh-huh.
$750 divided by 8, right?
Okay.
Divided by 8. She's making $93 an hour.
That's not bad.
That's not bad. That's great. $750. Let's see what she's bringing in. I'm assuming it's tax-free. Because I don't know that you can report street treats to the government.
I don't think
That's $37.50 a week. $3,750. Let's just multiply that by 52. I mean, that she's putting in a lot of work. Again, at this point, that is very... I'm sure there's a lot of... downtime, doctor visits for her that maybe she can't make it all, but just for argument's sake, $195,000. $750? That's insane.
Listen, there are no street treats that are worth $750.
No, there's not.
There really isn't. $7.50 maybe, but $750? No way.
Street treats. No. Talking about food trucks.
Just like, no way.
There you go, Tinder.
No way.
Ruining our nation and our youth. One swipe at a time.